am going to go ahead then. I have an agenda to talk about. And one of the things I want to talk about today is the idea of the long and the wide game. And what I'm going to do, Trong couldn't be with us this morning. She is the co-owner and director of a very quickly growing dental practice in suburban Virginia. And I recorded a little Q&A with her yesterday since she couldn't be here today. This is about 9.5 minutes. I'm going to play it. It should sound as if she's here on the call with us. Give me a quick mention in the chat if you can't hear it. Sometimes Trong is a little hard to follow, but just hang in there. You should be able to keep up the flow of it. And again, the reason for this is to talk about the long game and the wide game in marketing and how they can work together. So here we go.
Okay,
so we're here with Trong, and she's been on this program since last year, middle of last year. And so, Trong, I understand from talking to you that you have a big picture about marketing. And tell me all the different things you're doing to bring patients into your dental practice.
Sure, Henry. So, you know, with my dental practice, I do a lot of networking. You know, with BNI, is the business international networking organization, BNI. I'm a member at a BNI chapter. I also am a member of Breston Chamber as well as Dulles Chamber. And just kind of get out there and meet with people, develop relationships, and learn, you know, about other people as well as share with them about our dental practice. But also we do online marketing with a great company in Alexandria for my corporate partner program to reach out to the B2B, you know, kind of to business owners and CEO and CFO and things like that. I rely on your program with Link to Lead to try to connect with those people through the program. So that's the kind of things that we do besides, you know, talking to our patient and sharing with our patients about our referral program in the office and things like that too.
I tell a lot of business owners, you have to invest in marketing to grow a company. Either you have to invest money or time or both. You're certainly investing a great deal of both.
Yes, Henry. And, you know, with that, long gone the time where you just open a dental practice or a medical practice or, you know, a lawyer, an attorney office, a CPA office, and people just start coming to you without doing much, you know, because nowadays, any professions, in any profession, whether it's dentistry or medical, there's so many other, there's so many good offices out there competing with, you know, your office being a great office. So you have to be proactive. You have to be coming out. And people also nowadays are relying more on, they just don't pick you out of a, you know, pick you out of an ad on the newspaper and things like that anymore. So you have to, besides online marketing, you know, you have to rely on many other ways to spread your name out there and connect with people. And it does take time. Not only money, but it does take time.
Yeah. Yeah, you were telling me that with a Link to Leads, you've been giving it the long term, and you've been meeting people. So I wanted to ask you again then how you're working with the Link to Leads. Sort of, you're in there every day responding to people, and then what are you doing with the people that respond to you?
Yes, so you know, with the Link to Lead program, yes, like you said, you know, and I really appreciate you also watching out, and kind of sometime, you know, I get busy and a couple of days go past and there's some people who reply like, oh, Trong, you know, let's schedule a meeting. And you also kind of watch out for me there and then remind me as well. I really appreciate that. Sometimes we let things slip too.
You're not irritated by that, eh?
Oh no. I need all the reminder and help I can. I really actually appreciate it very much. But
you're running the little the little phone call, and then what are you doing with the people from the phone call?
Yes. So, you know, I try to stick with the program. You already invented a great program. I don't want to reinvent it. So I stick with the phone call, and very much at the phone call. I am very sincere about trying to learn about that person and take some time to learn about their business and what they do. And it has actually been very effective in a way that, for example, one person that I connected with, even though he has his own business and he's small, so my program is not applicable yet for him, but actually his business is working with businesses. So he's a B2B person, and we were able to, you know, in our conversation, chat a little bit. I let him share about his program, and I share with him my program. And I'm actually heading to meet with him right now because we are thinking of, cross-referring our clients to each other instead of bringing my program to him only. We actually are meeting to explore,
okay,
you know, him bringing my program to his clients and vice versa.
No, that's
actually might be turning out as a great referral partners, and might be more clients coming out of that rather than just the one.
Okay. Well, that's a significant. I'm hearing from you a long term view for working with LinkedIn, but also a kind of a big picture view. You know, some people tell me, oh, this company's too small, please put them on the do not send list. But what I'm hearing from you, Trong, is that you are actually finding referral partners from this. When you get somebody that's too small, you investigate other possibilities. And I just want to mark that for everyone listening to this, that In social networking, and in this case, LinkedIn's really business networking, I believe you've got to have the big view and the long-term view to get the maximum value out of something like this. You don't necessarily get standing.
Yes, that's correct. And, yeah. You know, for example, another introduction from your program with a person, and I realized that he's a benefit broker. So again, same thing, you know, he's an independent benefit broker, very much one or two practitioner in his practice. So our program in his office is far away from our office. So our program is not the best fit for him, but as a benefit broker, he put together medical dental benefits for companies. So he's a great referral partner for me and my program, because he's already talking to business owner about benefits and things like that, and put dental together for the company. So it's an easy introduction to our program if he see the fit, you know, for it. So you have to kind of be sincere about learning about the other person's business, and sometimes just being sincere and listen to them. And what they share, you go, oh, you do that. You work with business. So we can definitely work together and help out each other in that sense, you know, so.
Okay. How about some companies you've talked to that are the right kind of company, and you're working to get in there with like your lunch and learn or something? What's been happening there? Are you continuing to communicate with certain people with the goal of, you know, actually getting into their office and going to the next step?
Yes. So actually so far, the phone conversation and the meeting that have been happening out of Link to Lead program, Henry, a lot of them end up to be, because I think they're with their profile, you know, when you run the searches, right. A lot of them actually branch out from big companies. So, you know, sometimes the profile pull them out as with the size that we're looking for, but because they're branching out and they open up their business, it might not be the right size. But at the same time, for example, you know, one company, it is the right size. The company, I talked to the owner, and they were in the process of moving. So March was their move date. So we actually had put, you know, kind of a timeline to be reconnected in April. But in March, you know, I sent an email to him wishing a great move and just let him know if he need help with anything, just to let me know. But then I also put that, snoo that that email to beginning of April so I can reach back out to him again. You know, so we just have to be consistent.
And, are you using some sort of a CRM or something to keep track of those touchbacks?
Not yet. I actually am not yet. But I'm not yet using any of that, any program, because the number of contacts and leads that I need to follow up are not big yet. I just use on Gmail, like on my office email, using the Gmail.
Talked about is, again, Trong is the director of a dental practice, and she indicated that dental practices no longer can rely on insurance. They have to do aggressive marketing to get patients in the door. More and more people are avoiding dentistry. They actually have a fairly aggressive program. You know, it's interesting. Most of the business coaches and other people that are working in this program have some kind of a free offer. I know each one of you on the call does, and those of you listening, they have a free offer. They have a free consultation to come into the office and get your mouth checked out by a dentist. And it's very similar to what we do. You know, we sort of, it's an assessment. We look at what their business challenges are, and then we show them solutions. Well, they do the same. It's a free assessment. People come into the office, they get examined. And then the dentists tell them, well, this is what you're going to need. And then they work on financing plans and all sorts of interesting things. So what we talked about, besides the link to program, she is doing SEO, posting content all over social media, going out to local networking events, including sometimes Bill's NABO, but also she goes to local chamber and down in Reston, Virginia, two of them. She goes to BNI, which is good in her case. And her plan with Link to Leads is to connect with small business owners and offer to go out and do lunch and learn programs in their office with their employees, and offer the employees this free benefit. And the connection is to a benefits program that a small business can offer. There's no cost, and they can offer free dental care. So it's very interesting. And we've been talking about how she's using the LinkedIn part of it. And what she tells me in there, and I'm sorry you can't hear it yourself, she's playing a very long game. She's been here since last July, I believe. But she is connecting with people on LinkedIn, going through the 90-day messaging. She's doing the phone calls. We're going to talk about that networking phone call again in a minute. She's not necessarily jumping right in. She's sometimes having coffee or inviting them to meet her at an event. But for the most part, she is playing a very long game. She's maintaining the relationship. She's taking them out of LinkedIn once she's connected with them by phone or in person. She's putting them into a CRM, and she is really playing a long game. And when I say wide, meaning she's not just got LinkedIn, she's got all this other marketing going on. And she has a very big picture, and I wanted to highlight that on this call, because I think people are very narrow in what they're doing. And I summarized pretty quickly what she's got. And since we've got an August group here, I wanted to ask you all, what are you doing with with your whole marketing presence overall, how are you in the door? We all aware you're doing LinkedIn. What else might you be doing, and or how are you using LinkedIn? Somebody just jump in if you would.
I mean, I can go in if you want.
Yeah, why not, Juan Carlos? You're new guy here. We appreciate it. Once again, there's more than on the call here that will hear what you're saying.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to share, you know, what we've been doing throughout the last few years and what has been working the best. But I guess it will depend on the ideal client that you guys are trying to get, you know. For us, it has been working audio training kind of thing, much better than any PDF, any visual. People connect more with voice, with audio, to get the emotional connection. So our conversions were a lot better when we share an audio clip. So they opt in, they download a audio training or whatever, and then after that, they get invited to a webinar. And all of that is automated, you know. I'm from the webinar, then it goes into a live Zoom like this, but on video, not just audio, you know, because you connect, you know, watch. And so those three steps connects really good, especially on a very high end product, you know, or five figures plus. So that has worked really, really, really good, you know. So we just want to get more coaches and mentors and trainers from LinkedIn, because that's pretty much where all of them are, you know. So it has worked really good. You know, everybody's busy, but once they connect and they can listen, you know, to the audio, to whatever value you bring them, it just connects better, a lot better. And then once they opt-in, there's a whole bunch of email sequences that we usually rotate them between images, you know, PDF and visual stuff, you know, for them to engage and coming back again to the invitation to the webinar, you know.
Okay.
So we can provide value.
Thank you very much. I want to just engage with you a bit more on this. So I find this fascinating. You say audio works. Now, the big deal out there in marketing is video, video, video. But you're saying audio. Why is that?
We test it all, okay, because people are in a hurry kind of thing. And there's two components that we believe, you know, is people can quickly listen to those audios very, very quickly on their phones. They can download, you know, from their phones. And actually, it could be a series of how to. Again, that's the key. People want to learn the how to, which is, you know, the process, you know, how to do X or whatever it is, you know, you can do. So we usually do, okay, how to do X. Okay. Series one is, you know, audio one, then an audio two, an audio three. So they get a little bit more engagement, you know. So the emails goes into audio one day, second day goes audio two, audio three, and then the offer, you know. So it's bringing their value through the ear, through listening, yeah, to connecting to the heart, which is usually, which it happens to me and probably to some of you, you know, when you just read a beautiful framework. Yeah, that's good, interesting, and then you kind of forget about it and download it to your computer and you don't see it. But when you have some, so we do a combination of both, you know, but what it converts and you connect a lot better with the audio, and the closings is just much, much better. We're doing the live Zoom after that.
Right.
In order to filter people better, we just go, they will go them through a webinar. So in the webinar, you show all the frameworks or whatever you need to choose, you know, just to make sure they understand the logic part. You know, so you connect the heart first through the audio, and then you bring the intellectual part on the webinar.
Okay.
You see?
I like the strategy there. I'm going to highlight something. You know, I've talked with some of the others of you here. excuse me, that people don't have time for video. So often, the best thing to do, even when I have videos I want to watch, I re-record the audio. I play it and record the audio with a little audio recorder I have. I put that audio on my phone to it when I'm out for a walk or on the treadmill or in my car, as you mentioned, because I don't have time to sit there and watch videos. And I agree with you that audio connects on an emotional level. So I really like that. So the other piece, you're driving people to connect with you, but where are you finding the people to drive to the pages that, get them to engage with you and give them your email?
Well, on LinkedIn. Well, right now, we already have a big list, you know, that we created several years ago, but usually Facebook, Instagram, and all that. But LinkedIn is a lot better.
Okay.
So it's just like, you know, like what you're doing, you know, is introduction, but instead of just sharing a link, okay, and this is huge, okay, is we ask permission first. And that was a really, really needle move. You probably want to implement that, Henry. You know, we ask permission, you know, to contribute. And then, because that's being respectful, but people like it and they're more serious people. And even on the other side, it's probably automated as well, you know. So on the other side, they say, okay, Bing, this guy is different. You know, and I learned is to be different is to be bold. So yeah. We actually ask permission, and then they say yes, of course, and then we send an audio.
Okay.
And then actually okay. They will listen, you know.
Right. Okay, well, I want to investigate that further with you for your campaign using those audio clips. Mm-hmm. I think that you've already permission in a sense because they have connected with you on LinkedIn. They've already said yes to who you are. And we might want to just share a link to one of your audios in some thing because you're already connected to them. But we can talk more about how that strategy can all work. That's great. Ron,
Henry?
Yeah,
go ahead. Can I ask a question? Because this is really interesting to me. Is it Juan Carlos? Did I get the name right?
Yes.
Juan.
Okay. Yeah. Do you deliver your services via, you know, the internet, Zoom, Skype, whatever, or I deliver my services all face to face, but I was wondering, do you deliver your services more online?
Majority is online. I used to do both and actually started face to face, but it's hard to scale it. You know, it's really hard to scale it.
Even
if you're going to charge five figures. Yes, I did that, but I'd rather have more time freedom than money freedom, you know? So you can always make more money, but you can never make more time. So the beginning is good, you know, but I quickly change, you know. Now it's 99% online, okay. And if they want to see me, they fly into Miami, and you know, and I'll do it really, really special. Just maybe one or two people a year that I get to meet, you know. It's just thinking Ronald long term, you know. And it's okay. I mean, I was amazed how people really start using Zoom, you know, and worldwide, you know, and people really connect, you know. And everybody's busy, like we all are, you know, and, you know, internet and that, you know, they connect really good. What I'm starting to do, which might be help you, Henry, it's, if it's male, I'll be sharing a framework on an audio format. If it's a female, I'll be sharing a story in an audio format.
Yeah, right.
You see, and the reason is because woman connects better emotionally through a story, you know, my struggles. This is how I did it, and this is what I've done. And then men, they want to make sure it makes sense. want to make sure that there's a logic, there's a process. 1 + 1 = 2, and that's it. You see, and then of course, yeah, we can share all of that in steps, process on audio, you know.
Yep.
And that's what actually in the process, actually recreating all of these audios, and I believe the conversion will be a lot better because we have tested in our website.
That's interesting. Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you two are connecting. Because Ron Wills also runs groups, but they're in-person groups. Juan Carlos is endeavoring to run virtual groups. So Juan Carlos, have you actually built any of these virtual groups with?
Oh, yeah. I have several groups, virtual groups already.
You mean once a month?
I've tried them all. I try weekly, every 2 weeks, once a month. I try groups from 5 people to over 100 people. Actually, this Saturday, I have a group already for like 50. From different time zones, different languages, different industry. So I try everything, you know. And then, of course, you know, the more you try, the
Are they regular groups with like a, yes, a monthly fee? So the same people come to the group every.
Well, exactly. Yeah, we have a strategy to do that because the reason that I tried them all is because I really wanted to see what I like to work with, you know, mm-hmm. and for the good for the person and the people, you know. So my groups right now are no more than 20. So right. That being said, and this might help you, Ronald. I remember when I was doing live like you, go ahead and put it a camera. And turn it on live. Start streaming your offline online, you know? So just put it up there, you know, behind the scenes or whatever. And that's what we did. And we got a lot of, you know, and it was like, you're doing two things at once kind of thing, you know, give it a try. And that for us was the beginning of a transition.
That's interesting. You might get some pushback from these business owners.
Yeah.
I think there's a substantial difference in the clientele. If it's coaches and facilitators and some consultants, they're very available online. They're more tech savvy. I've got a base of just business owners. So I can't, you know, when we get together, it's all personal information. They're telling me about their partners and they're telling me about their financial issues and they're, you know, it's all really, really personal stuff. I understand that my business isn't scalable. And I've readily accepted that because, you know, I told Henry, I've got 5 to 7 years and I'm going to find a palm tree somewhere to live the rest of my life, you know, some warm place with the water lapping the shore.
That sounds like South Florida.
Yeah, it could be, or I've been looking at Caribbean islands and I got 3 kids on the West Coast. And I've also started looking at Kauai and the Big Island in Hawaii. So I don't know where it's going to be, but that's sort of my goal for this. But It fascinates me. I the business model that I have right now, it's a lot of drivers. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I do my one-on-ones at their location. And to do that, you've got to give up a lot of upside revenue because, it, you know, I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, one of the worst traffic congestions in the country. You know, it's certainly top 5 worst. Traffic. So it's a concession on my part, but you know, what you're saying, I'd love to look at what you're doing and maybe I can convert some of that to my marketing efforts. And maybe I can have a smaller base of CEOs that I do via Skype or Zoom. And, you know, we do more online coaching, more online facilitation. I certainly be willing to try that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna chime in here. One thing I heard from Juan Carlos Ron, you also have a coaching advisor target, which is your global CEO advisors. And I think you're already you're beaming out those meetings you have with them by Zoom or GoToMeeting. But I know you're also monthly marketing sessions with them and stuff. You might take a tip from Juan Carlos and beam those out to, not to anybody maybe, but, to people that are members of the network, and so they can get that content even though they couldn't be there. And you can also record it if you have that video and show that.
Ronald, I'll share with you, maybe it will help, you know, Henry and more people too, is the higher the executive or the higher the leader, the more ego and the less time they will have.
Oh, yeah.
And they will love the Zoom. They will love it. And they're, you know, so the higher you, I mean, the higher they're going to be, the more they need Zoom and the more they're willing to pay for that, because they actually, because we tested, you know, they cannot, they don't have the time. They don't, they hardly tell me they don't have the money. They will tell you they don't have the time, you know, to meet you. So that being said, at the very, very beginning, what we did was put a little clip. You don't live stream the whole training, live training. You know, you just do a little behind the scenes, the first few minutes, so you can spark curiosity, which is the number one thing for engagement and connection. Because that's curiosity. Older people will see that behind the scenes kind of thing. You know, just marketing, you know. The actual training, you don't live stream, you know. But it's, right. That's how we started. And then we saw, wow, people really engage here. People really, you know, they really want to see it, you know. So it doesn't need to be perfect. Just grab your phone and just talk maybe for a couple, 2-3 minutes and give it a try, you know. And then, like, the way that we do it is they go into an opt-in page for the behind the scenes, and then they get the audio. And then, of course, they are enrolled into an email sequence after that, you know. Yeah. That's what, you know. But I'll be more than happy to share if you need anything else, Ronald or Henry, on what we've been doing. Yeah. We've done quite a few things. And the higher fish is in LinkedIn.
If you want to connect on LinkedIn, I will connect that up.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
So Ron, one thing, and I guess I'm assuming that Juan Carlos has this, but you have all these connections and we've been building for you, and they go through a 90-day sequence on LinkedIn with our work. But I think that there are further fields for you to cultivate by being able to get those folks into ongoing email sequences. We're going to go ahead and connect with them every 90 days on LinkedIn, but there's more that you can do. Some people like to do it because they feel like Juan Carlos said, well, you don't really have their permission to go ahead and start emailing them. But what we've done is at the top, and this is for everybody listening to this, of course, at the very top of an email, you can put in italics and in a different color. We've used blue. You're getting this email because we met on LinkedIn. You know, hey, if you don't want to get an email from me here and there, just reply and we'll take you out of the list. And I've gotten only one or two out of hundreds and hundreds I did that with. And then the, you know, you can send useful content. Once again, you can send a little audio clip. You can send a video. You can send a PDF. In your case, Ron, you can invite them to your NABO group or your marketing groups. This is going back to the original topic for this morning, which is the long and the wide game. The long game is, you know, some people are looking for sort of an instant result. But we have found if you keep at it with perseverance and vision with LinkedIn contacts, you can continuously increase your effectiveness with them, not just going through a few messages and saying goodbye and dropping them forever. So that's an important distinction. That's why using the CRM is important. I think in both of your cases, it's important to have a staff person who can deal with all this, because you certainly can't, and so forth. And in the case of most of the people, I was hoping Mariel Miller would be here. She's our kind of a kick butt lady here. Juan Carlos, she's not the kind of lady who would respond to the warm fuzzy message. She's the kick butt, give it to me straight person. I enjoy working with her. But she's actually kind of the contrarian. She wants to, somebody on LinkedIn, make an offer and then not waste her time with them anymore. And she's actually getting results. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things that held me up a lot, Henry, was to really define my ideal client. Who do I really want to serve? You know, who do I connect more? And when you are true to yourself, you really connect on a different level. You know, like I don't connect with arrogant people, for example. And I'd rather work with humble people. And I know I'll feel more comfortable. I know I can do my best, you know, so I get the luxury, let's call it, you know, of having people freedom, getting to choose not only my clients, but the people that I decide to work with, my team and my partners and colleagues and this and that, you know. So when you get to choose and really define your ideal client, then you're speaking the language, you know. So that was really, really good. Save a lot of money and effort. And really at the end, you feel happy to working with these people, with your clients. You know, it feels really good to be wow, you know. So that was the next thing that we did, you know.
Yeah, I know. I have found working with business owners, they self-select. And I think, Ron, you would agree with this. They don't sign up for groups or one-on-one coaching if they aren't humble. You used that word, Juan Carlos, that when we get these groups together, there's a great, I mean, you've got some very strong characters and personalities, but they wouldn't be in they don't last in the group, if they can't find a humble place to be, and hear each other and, not feel like they're going to, they've got all the, and so on and so forth. So I think that is an important distinction. It's kind of hard in lead generation. Of course, you can't find out who those people are. And the only way is through interaction. And that's why in our system, we like that little short 10 or 15 minute phone call. Juan Carlos, you have a little bit different method. You're giving some contact first, and then you're doing a 10 or 15 minute Zoom call, and then you're going further. Ron Wills, have you, what's been going on with you in this regard? We haven't really talked about it much. What moving people to something from LinkedIn?
Henry, actually, that was one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about. One of my big issues was, you know, I always had this feeling of being overwhelmed by the amount of work that I needed to do. Now, this is a common problem, and it's certainly a common problem with the CEOs that are in my group. But at the end of last year, I realized, you know, I'm a sole proprietor. I have an admin assistant, and I hired a LinkedIn admin person through Upwork. But at the end of last year, I go, gosh, even with this extra help with these admins, why aren't I getting, you know, why do I always feel overwhelmed? And I realized with the work that I'm doing with CEO Focus, I'm meeting with 22 CEOs every month. But I also, you know, with CEO Focus, I have 36 meetings a year, 36 group meetings that I've got to prep for. And, you know, each one needs, you got to send out emails, you know, 2 weeks before, and then a reminder email and that sort of thing. And through the National Association of Business Owners and Entrepreneurs that I run, I've got another 36 events that I'm running. So you know, at the end, I realized, okay, dummy, you know, you've got all this on your plate. It's no one person can handle all these events and all the tasks that are needed to carry out these events. So I set a goal for the first quarter of this year, and I'm pretty far along the way. I may need an extra month, but what I'm doing is identifying every task that is needed to run every job of what I do. And that's managing the CEO focus group. It's managing the monthly meetings. It's the follow-up that I need to do. It's everything I need to do for the association as well. And so already I've been handing off parts of my responsibility in my association. I'm handing off responsibilities. Once I identified the tasks, I can now assign those tasks to a volunteer. And I have two volunteers that are running 24 out of my 36 NABO meetings. And my admin is running the majority of the remaining 12 breakfast meetings by managing everything on task. So I'm using an online software, task management, project management called Wrike, WRIKE.com. So my first quarter of this year was to get everything identified. Then the second quarter is I've got to get to what Henry, this meeting is about every week, is the marketing side. And that's the side that I haven't really put any attention to. I've been fortunate with a couple of workshops. I've been able to keep my plate full of clients. But that's always not going to be the case. So I've really got to be much more aggressive with my marketing. Henry, you've helped me build a large group of CEOs. Now, the next step for the second quarter of this year is to really refine that. And the answer is I don't have a plan yet for that because I'm completely absorbed with, project management, everything that I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Ron, I'll leave you one. Just contact me and I can help you up a little bit if you need some of that. I remember I was in your shoes working in the business, not on the business.
Correct. And, you know, that's probably the biggest topic of what we talk about in CEO Focus with the membership. And here, you know, and I finally got to the point where I realized, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I've got my business. Actually, I got a couple of small businesses, and I'm running everything at this point. So, yeah, you're right. You've got to break away. But that's what I'm doing now is identifying all the tasks that are needed and then handing those tasks off to people. And it's so far so good.
Yeah. Well, this is a very rich discussion. And, you know, there's only a small group here, but we've got some important things covered. One